This episode of the Western Outdoor News Podcast is brought to you by the California Tuna Jackpot, August 14th to 15th. With early bird signups still available and a $10,000 payback based on 50 teams, this is one you won't want to miss. Check-in and registration is Friday, August 13th at Angler's Choice. For more information on the California Tuna Jackpot, visit wonews.com.
Oh yeah, just the girth on that thing, it reminded me of a cow. When you see a cow up close and you sort of see that back and you can literally put a saddle on it and ride it.
Folks, and welcome back to the Western Outdoor News Podcast. This week we talk with surf fishing guide Ben Hervey Murray about his passion for guiding Southern California surf fishing, as well as some bizarre catches so far this year. But before that, we have a quick sit down with Mike Stevens, one of the editors here at Western Outdoor News. Mike just got back from Orlando, Florida, visiting the ICAST show.
There was a rush to the outdoors, and this rush to the outdoors, I would say, was unmatched since World War II ended.
He shares with us a quick overview of the show and what it means for the industry. And this is a show that's not open to the public. This is right. Industry only. So we were able to get a sneak peek and able to be there because we are Western Outdoor News.
Right. It's industry only. The public, for the most part, can't attend. But it kind of has a show. I feel like the Fred Hall shows here with the aisles and the booths. It's kind of the same setup, only, you know, nothing's for sale.
Yeah, are the booths bigger? Right? Because they're big. They're big guys.
I mean, some of them have huge booths. Like Coast has got a giant one. A lot of them scaled back this year because in 2020 they didn't have one. And this was actually kind of a light version. It was the first year back, so there were a couple companies that weren't there, and some of them that were there scaled back their footprint.
Did you notice any push harder this year?
Push
harder at the show than normal? Sure. Like, so last year there was no ICAST. Did any of them overcompensate for last year?
I wouldn't say overcompensated for last year, but everyone was definitely fired up to be back.
Yeah.
I know last year a lot of those companies held back some of their launches of new stuff, and maybe some of that rolled into this year. But, overall it was just – I mean, the whole vibe was just a good to be back, you know, finally doing this. And it's also, other than the new products and stuff like that, it's also kind of a way to get a state of the industry, you know, state of sport fishing as we go into the next year. And, you know, it's kind of invigorating for everybody, you know, to experience it. And, you know, you come back fired up to either, you know, talk about this stuff or fish or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, would you, you know, we were talking earlier, you said there was kind of an underlying theme this year, because of COVID.
Yeah, well, in 2020, obviously everybody couldn't do a lot of the normal stuff they would do. You know, they couldn't go to concerts or baseball games or, you know, stuff like that. So there was a rush to the outdoors, and this rush to the outdoors, I would say, was unmatched since World War II ended. I believe every state had a dramatic increase in fishing license sales. So there's a lot of new anglers out there because a lot of people tried fishing last year. A lot of people dug it. And that's that played a part in, you know, why fishing tackle was kind of hard to come by, you know, in tackle shops. That and the supply chain issues, of course. But as far as this year's ICAST was concerned, these companies definitely were looking to cater to all these new anglers, you know, nurture them, bringing them up to the next level so we don't lose them.
Yeah.
You know, so they stick around and eventually move forward and become lifers. So what a lot of them were launching were, you know, quality gear at very affordable prices.
So
and we saw it all over the show.
Lower price points, but still high quality stuff.
Sure. Yeah. All, you know, a lot of your favorite brands, you know, they were all kind of doing the same thing.
Very cool. Anything that really stuck out to you? Maybe one of those brands that did kind of like throttle back on that price point and still come out with a good product. What was your kind of favorite thing to see that was at a lower price point like that?
Over at Pure Fishing, which Pure Fishing has a lot of popular brands under their umbrella. They have Penn, Abu Garcia, Berkeley, Fenwick, Spiderwire, you know, a lot of well-known names. And when they have all these brands, they have the ability to combine their efforts between the brands. So I mean, they were launching some ugly stick rod and pen reel combos.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like perfect for like a casual half day guy.
Yeah.
They launched a whole bunch of stuff. They won best of show with a new lure that we'll be talking about in the paper. Another example is Seaguar had two lines they came out with. They're coming out with a $12 braid and a $9 fluorocarbon.
Wow.
You know, and that's exactly what they told us was, you know, they want to get these beginner anglers kind of to the next level, which is using braid and fluoro.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really super expensive, with the hopes that down the line, you know, they're more accomplished